Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This episode of Unreasonable Doubt is brought to you by Bruche. Bruche is an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology and ultra-gentle bristles, the Bruche redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling when you just leave the dentist, a fresh, whole mouth clean every single day. My listeners get 15% off their total purchase with code POD15. Follow the link in the show notes and enter the code POD15 to get your exclusive discount and upgrade your oral care routine today. Bruche.
Hello, everyone. It's Josh. I wanted to give a disclaimer for this episode. I talk very confidently and say ridiculous things about prognostication regarding the upcoming season, given recent WVU basketball news. I got a little bit carried away and made some bold claims and just frankly ridiculous claims. Back to regularly scheduled programming next week. Here's off-season episode 7.
I'm not going to raise my voice.
Yes!
I'm really good at basketball for a puppet.
What just happened?
I drink your milkshake.
What's up with those shorts? It's either super good or super bad.
Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, starts now.
From the Dire Prime Studio in Nitro, West Virginia, the best city in Kanawha County in the state of West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt. This is off-season episode 7. Pow! Wow. Welcome to the number one West Virginia University basketball podcast. In Nitro, West Virginia, in West Virginia, in the United States, on Earth. Hey, I'm not going to tell you where to find them, but on the Apple Podcast Ocean Charts, like the listening habits of things in the ocean, number one West Virginia University basketball podcast in the solar system, number one in the world, number one. Google the word download. Do it. I'll wait. Guess what comes up first? Unreasonable Doubt podcast logo. I don't make the rules. I don't know what Google does, but for sure, that's a thing. Sometimes I wonder, and maybe you're wondering, how did I get to this point? How did I reach this achievement of being, now it's the number one West Virginia University basketball podcast that doesn't have former players. Let me put that caveat on that. But how did I reach this achievement? I'll tell you why. And if you're new, this is why. Because I am correct with my WVU basketball takes 148% of the time. 148% of the time, I'm right about WVU basketball. You need another example? I know the math sounds weird, but it's true, and I'll give you another example. You want to write this down however you take notes in the 21st century. Use the Notes app or whatever the Notes app is on your Android phone. Write pen and paper, pencil and paper. Write it on your arm. I don't care. Take notes. Tad Sherman is returning to WVU for the 2021-2022 season. Wow! Tad Sherman is back! The sixth man of the year in everyone's hearts. And you know what I mean, everyone's hearts. He's coming back. And now, WVU, it's for certain now. WVU is destined for greatness. Mark my words. Are you ready? Do you use shorthand? All right, I'm aging myself. It doesn't mean that it's not something that you can use to take notes. The language of shorthand. West Virginia University is winning the 2022 National Championship in basketball. Are you kidding me? No! Can't even sit down and say that. I believe it with 148% of my heart that WVU, with this Tad Sherman news, they're going to go undefeated. And now I know what the non-conference schedule is, so I can look at each game, each individual game, and determine, is West Virginia going to win? Is West Virginia going to lose? And then you know who's in conference. You don't know the order, but you know who you're going to play, and you're going to play them twice. But the non-conference schedule came out today as of this recording, and let's go through the non-conference schedule game by game. It's June. What else are we going to do about WVU basketball? Let's go through the non-conference schedule. West Virginia starting with Oakland. Guess what? It's not that Oakland. It's not the E40 too short Oakland. It's the other Oakland. Like Oakland, Michigan. Kendrick Nunn, Oakland. It's the wrong Oakland. WVU wins that game. Pitt, get out of here. Second game against Pitt, forget about it. Jeff Capel? More like Jeff Uncapable. That's a win. 2-0 if you're keeping track. Next, West Virginia goes to Charleston, South Carolina for the Charleston Classic. Love a good classic. West Virginia University, this is a fact. They win any tournament in a city named Charleston, even if it's the wrong Charleston. When we talk about the wrong Charleston, there's the right Charleston, home of the Civic Center. And then there's the wrong Charleston, any other Charleston. With love and respect to Charleston, South Carolina, you're the wrong Charleston. West Virginia University is going to go to the wrong Charleston and decimate the competition. Three wins, another early season tournament trophy for the Mountaineers. Put it right beside that trophy that has a bad boy mower on it. Three wins, trophy. Next, back to Morgantown, Eastern Kentucky. Look this up. West Virginia University is undefeated against directional Kentucky schools. That's a fact. We own Eastern Kentucky. That one time we lost to Western Kentucky. But that was the sad season. In our hearts, West Virginia University is undefeated against directional Kentucky schools. We own Northern Kentucky and Eastern Kentucky. Western Kentucky is technically a direct directional Kentucky school. Moving right along, that's a win. Bellarmine. The next game is against Bellarmine. What? Bellarmine? I don't even have to break that one down, folks. That's a win. Radford is next. Now, Radford, coached by former WVU point guard Darius Nichols, he has the Huggins blueprint. Spoiler alert, Nichols has the Huggins blueprint. But in Nichols' first season, it doesn't matter. That game's in Morgantown. That's a win. Next game, Big 12, Big East battle. It's not a challenge. It's a battle now. Lots of B's. Big East, Big 12 battle. And Connecticut Huskies are rolling into town. UConn? More like UConn not win. That's going to be a rock fight. There's a Hurley involved. That means it's going to be a rock fight. West Virginia comes out on top. Next game, Kent State, the Flashes. Kent State, more like can't not be more irrelevant. Win! If you're keeping track, West Virginia undefeated! The next game, it's a tough one. West Virginia goes on the road for the second time of the year. And that's great that they're only having two road trips before you turn the calendar, because they'll get all their travel in the Big 12 conference, because that's how it works in the Big 12. Going to Alabama to play University of Alabama Birmingham, UAB. Andy Kennedy used to coach with Bob Huggins. He has the Huggins blueprint. Andy Kennedy has the Huggins blueprint. It's a road game. All road games are tough. But Tad Sherman is on the team. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is Tad Sherman still on the team? He is? Well, go figure. West Virginia is going to win that game. West Virginia comes back to Morgantown to play Youngstown State. That game's in Morgantown. That game is not in Youngstown, Ohio. They're not playing a game in Youngstown that's not on TV that you only listen to on the radio. Thus, win for West Virginia, still undefeated. Then there's a mix of 18 Big 12 conference games and the Big 12 SEC Challenge opponent to be determined. By my count, that's going to be 19 wins out of those 18 conference games and the SEC game. So, I don't, that's like 20-something and zero. West Virginia goes into the Big 12 tournament. Hey, the stakes are rising. West Virginia's undefeated going into the Big 12 tournament. They've never won the Big 12 tournament in however many tries. But 2022 is the year that West Virginia breaks through. They'll be the one seed because they win their first Big East or Big 12 regular season championship. They'll play three games in Kansas City. They'll win three games in Kansas City. Country Roads will play in Kansas City, Missouri, in whatever building that is. Huggins' voice will break when he's talking about how important it is to the state of West Virginia. And West Virginia goes undefeated in the regular season, win the conference tournament, gets a one seed for the NCAA tournament.
and they're going to blow through everyone. All because Taz Sherman is back. Tell me I'm wrong. What's going to make it sweeter, and I'm going out on a limb here, but keep in mind, 148% of the time I'm right. West Virginia is going to get to the Final Four, get to the championship game to play Duke University. Coach Krzyzewski, this is his last year. And you know what? Bob Huggins is going to avenge the loss in the 2010 Final Four. He's going to have the distinction of ending Coach Krzyzewski's career. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And we'll talk more about Coach K here in a minute. But Huggins is going to send Krzyzewski out to retirement with a whooping. WVU, national champions in basketball. And think about this. I don't even think people have considered this scenario of West Virginia defeating Duke in Coach K's final game. WVU in the 2021-2022 season could be the first team in basketball history to go negative defeated. Josh, what the heck are you talking about? West Virginia is going to win all their games. I just went through the whole schedule. They're winning every single one of those games. But in the loss column, instead of a zero, it's going to be a negative one. Roughly, WVU is going to finish the season 35 and negative one. It doesn't make sense, but hey, 148% of the time. If you end Coach K's career, not only do you get a win, you also get a negative defeat. I don't make the rules. That's just how it is. So this is a one-time offer. We're breaking the laws of wins and losses. It's not a tie. It's not a win. It is a win, but it's also a negative defeat. So what's better than going undefeated? Having a negative defeat in the loss column. So 35 and negative one. Huggins sends Coach K into the sunset with a loss. And this 2021-2022 West Virginia University Mountaineer basketball team, because Taz Sherman is coming back, they're going to set records that can never be touched, because no one can get a negative defeat ever again. This is a one-time offer. There's only one Coach K. Oh, by the way, for all this to happen, we have to have Deuce and Sean McNeil back as well. If they're back, all of that can happen. If it's just Taz coming back, West Virginia still wins the national championship, they're not going to go undefeated. So, small caveat. But will Deuce and Sean come back? I can't mess with the 148%. Time will tell. Time will tell. But to have Taz Sherman back, because I had him, it doesn't affect my percentage of right, but my analysis was, I would be surprised if Taz comes back. And he's back. So if I use that logic, I would be surprised if Deuce comes back. He's coming back. I would be shocked if Sean McNeil didn't come back. He's going to come back. Now, the logic doesn't work the same there for Sean McNeil, but it doesn't have to make sense. They're all coming back. They're going 35 and negative one. I mean, you can't, everybody gives that 70s Indiana Hoosiers team all this credit. Hey, you're the last undefeated team. Nobody can ever duplicate
a negative defeated record. I'm so excited in June. We've got 5 months until the start of the regular season, and this Taz Sherman news has got me psyched. Woo! We're going to keep it going with random thoughts coming up.
Dire Prime is the lead sponsor of Unreasonable Doubt. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Embroidery. I don't know if embroidery has anything to do with summer, but Dire Prime knows about embroidery, and they can help you with your embroidery needs. Embroider a hat. Embroider a polo. Embroider a t-shirt. Think of something that needs embroidered. Dire Prime can do that for you. Start your summer off with embroidery with Dire Prime, 304-767-4445, or find them on Facebook or Instagram at Dire Prime.
Random thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Yeah, unless you've been living under a rock, Coach Mike Krzyzewski is retiring. And you got to hand it to the man. What an accomplished career. 40 plus years coaching basketball. 12 Final Fours at Duke University. 5 national championships. He's going to end with almost 1,200 wins as a head coach in Division I. That's insane. The man's got gold medals coaching the USA national team. He's coached all the greats. Well, most of the greats. He's talked to all the greats. He's been in a room with all the basketball greats. Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Love him or hate him, the numbers do not lie. Arguably the best to ever do it. I disagree with that. But you could make that argument and stand by those numbers. Because nobody's touching that. He's doing the farewell tour. He's calling his shot, I'm gone after this upcoming season. And we've got my successor already in place. 2010 Final Four national champion, John Shire, is going to take over the reins. Bad position for him. Replacing the guy is a bad position. But let's go back to what I talked about in the first segment. And I don't want to say that I'm correct of 148% of the time, but I can't not say that I'm 148% right about WVU basketball. We've established that West Virginia University will end Coach K's coaching career. So at the end of the farewell tour is a beatdown from WVU in the national championship. Bob Huggins gets the national championship for West Virginia that he's talked about is his goal. He's going to get it. He's getting it next year because Taz Sherman is returning. There's nothing left to prove. At Bob Huggins. He's accomplished his goal. Are you sitting down? Are you in a chair? If you're driving a motor vehicle, what I'm about to tell you may affect your driving. It may impair your thought process. So if you're driving a motor vehicle or an ATV or a motorcycle, I'm going to give you a second to pull over, put it in park. If you're on the motorcycle, slow down and then put your feet on the ground because this one's a doozy. You're hearing it here first. Bob Huggins, after winning the national championship and defeating Duke and Coach K, Huggins leaves West Virginia University and goes to Duke University
to coach for the rest of his coaching career. Bob Huggins, yeah, let that sink in. If you didn't stop driving your car, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I gave you a chance to stop the car. All right? Is everybody safe? Why am I saying that? Huggins, accomplish the mission. It's like when you get to the end of Super Mario Brothers, you turn the game off. You don't go back to the beginning and beat the game again immediately. You have a new challenge. You pick up another game. And another game for Bob Huggins is, what if I got the best recruits? I've got a short window here. I'm a great coach. I have over 900 coaching wins in my career. I've got my national championship. I've secured my spot earlier than what it was going to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. What's the cherry on top? Get the best players. Poor John Shire, he kind of gets run over on this, and I know Duke has named him as the replacement, but guess what? Duke doesn't know that Coach Huggins is going to be available after WVU knocks Duke out in the final. That domino has to fall, and then everything changes, right? Huggins is a free agent. Coach K is not rescinding his... he's out. He's gone. And so, Bob Huggins, John Shire, I'm sure he'll land on his feet. I'm sure he's a swell person. I don't have any ill will towards him being on the team that defeated the Mountaineers in 2010. But listen, Huggins, he has no North Carolina connection. The only connection is that Bob Huggins and Coach K are friends. Okay? And their wives are friends. And Coach K has some pull. He obviously has some pull on who the next guy is because it's a Coach K guy. So Bob Huggins is a Coach K guy. Coach K is a Bob Huggins guy. All right? I'm 148% sure that Coach Bob Huggins and Coach Mike Krzyzewski have talked through the years and have made an oath or a pact, agreed that whoever retires first, the other guy gets that guy's job if they're available. So this is just how the cookie crumbles. Coach K says he's out. The agreement is that Bob Huggins gets a spot. If Huggins retired first, I know this doesn't make any sense, but I believe it with everything. I'm 148% right about WVU basketball. If Huggins retired, Coach K would quit Duke and coach. It might be one season at this point, but a man is as good as his word. And these men, in my mind, have agreed to this pact that I get to take your spot when you leave. So that's what's going to happen. Huggins, national championship. Huggins says I'm out. Coach K already says he's out. John Shire in the wind. Bob Huggins, coach of Duke. Bob Huggins does his style with the best players available to want to go to college to play basketball. And, hey, how will Huggins do it, Duke? You do the math. When you play dominoes, when you see the dominoes fall, Coach K retires. Huggins national championship. Huggins to Duke. That means the next domino is who's going to be hired to be WVU's next basketball coach. And this is something, as Mountaineer fans, we just, it's in our minds always. Who's the next guy? Huggins in his late 60s. At any time, he could say, I'm out. Obviously, I've told you what he's going to do next. So then the void exists. Who's next? Shane Lyons, he hired Neil Brown. Shane Lyons and Bob Huggins, they've talked. Bob Huggins is going to have a say in who his replacement is. Why? Because he's just won the national championship. So who's going to replace him? Who does Huggins have up his sleeves? Some, you know, when you people talk about this, they say, what about Joe Mazzulla, assistant coach in the NBA? Joe Mazzulla, recently Brad Stevens moved up to the front office, not the Boston head coach. Mazzulla might be the Boston Celtics head coach, and nobody said that yet, but he's going to get an interview. Hey, the point guard's going to get an interview to run the Celtics. Dark horse candidate, be on the lookout for Joe Mazzulla taking over the Celtics. But in this time frame, Mazzulla, first year NBA head coach, not going to be interested in the position. Darris Nichols, he'll have head coaching experience. That's been the knock on him. He'll have 1 year of experience at Radford. That's not enough for Huggins to pull the trigger. Nichols is not going to be the head coach. Here's the short list. This is what my sources are telling me. All right, I have sources on this. The short list for Shane Lyons and Bob Huggins for his replacement after West Virginia wins the 2022 National Championship in basketball. Number one, Teddy Allen. Number two, Gene Hackman. And that's the list. Teddy Allen, an up-and-coming prospect. Yes, he's never coached before, but look at all the experience Teddy Allen has. He's played in four or five different states. He'll be out of wherever he's at this season. And Teddy Allen is so talented, he can skip having that coaching experience and go right back to his roots of 1 year being a WVU basketball player. So that's a Teddy Allen angle. The Gene Hackman angle, I mean, what do I got to tell you? Isn't it self-explanatory? He has life experience. Gene Hackman is 91 years old. He played that coach in the movie Hoosiers. He was a really good coach in that Hoosiers movie. Like, I think they won the last game or whatever, and they had a play, spoiler alert, called the picket fence, which I think that play is timeless. And people argue with me about that. Hey, the picket fence doesn't work. Go to your rec league game and run the picket fence. I'm not kidding. It's going to work, and it would work at every level. And Gene Hackman, while he was playing a coach, he remembers how to set up that play. You know, Gene Hackman is a character actor. He gets into character. So he was a basketball coach. That he could put that on his resume, that he was a basketball coach. That one time, again, I don't want to spoil Hoosiers for you, but the one time he had four guys on the floor, he had five guys on the floor. One guy fouled out. One guy was on the bench, but he hadn't bought into the program. And he thought he was getting into the game. And Gene Hackman said, nope, you're not going in. And the referee said, you've got four guys. We need one more. And Gene Hackman says, this is my team. And that team lost. That's a big disadvantage having four guys instead of five. You lose the battle, but you win the war. Lessons were taught. And Gene Hackman can teach lessons in real life at West Virginia University. But I put him at number two on the list. Again, according to my sources, concerns about age. Hackman is 91. But he's got discipline. He's a Marine. Have you seen Gene Hackman in Crimson Tide? Those are transferable skills. Yes, there was a mutiny. but he ran a tight ship when he wasn't sent to the part of the sub with his dog where he couldn't make decisions. You know, and Denzel Washington also showed great leadership in Crimson Tide, but not considered, according to my sources, not on the short list to get an interview for the WVU job. So whether it's Teddy Allen or Gene Hackman, I think West Virginia will be in good hands. But I know that's a lot to take in. 148% winning percentage on basketball takes. I mean, tell me somebody else that has that. No one has that. Stop thinking about it. Final thoughts coming up.
Unreasonable Doubt is on the social media. On Instagram at UnreasonableDoubtWV. On Twitter at I'm Josh Witt. On Facebook, go to that search bar thing and type in Unreasonable Doubt. Do it. Interact with the show.
Final thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Things are moving really fast here. I've just been told by my source, Sizz, regarding the next head basketball coach at WVU. In 2022, there may be a basketball head coach shortage. We're experiencing lots of shortages right now. Chick-fil-A sauce shortage. Microchip shortage. Kayak shortage. Coin shortage. Gas shortage. Meat shortage. Big rig truck shortage. Chlorine shortage. If you follow that logic, again, what my sources are saying is that by next year, we could have a basketball coaching shortage due to the pandemic and just demand for basketball coaches. That's what I'm hearing. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this the number one West Virginia University basketball podcast that doesn't have former WVU basketball players as a host. Keep following, keep subscribing. Shout out to my friends in France for making this the number one WVU basketball podcast in France currently. Until next time, I'm Joshua Witt. This has been Unreasonable Doubt. WVU, for the 2021-2022 season, they're going to be 36-1.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.